deal with airplane peanuts.
From the most successful sitcom in television history to his own career on stage, Jerry Seinfeld has been one of the most famous comedians on Earth for nearly 50 years. So why was he never welcome at the Comedy Store? The most prestigious comedy club anywhere in the country, banning the world's biggest comedian, seems bizarre at first. But it turns out there's a whole lot more to this story.
Live from the Comedy Store!
Mitzi Shore became the owner of the world-famous Comedy Store back in 1974, just 2 years before Jerry Seinfeld made his stand-up debut in New York City at the young age of 22.
I live in Manhattan, as you know, is the site of the tramway. The tramway is this new thing that they have on Roosevelt Island. It's a cable car that goes back and forth between Manhattan and Roosevelt Island. I think that this is a terrific thing. The city's on the verge of bankruptcy. They're putting up rides for us and...
One on the East Coast and one on the West, Jerry Seinfeld and Mitzi Shore both went on to have historic careers, each becoming comedy icons in their own right.
No place else could you go. You couldn't do it on TV. You could come out here and talk about stuff that was so bleak, but yet so funny. That was great. This is a place you can do it.
I mean, think about all the comics that have come from that place that your mother built. What an amazing thing. If he didn't do that and didn't give the reins to your mother, who knows what the comedy world would look like? I mean, who knows if a guy like Kinison ever gets off the ground?
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like,
correct.
You need a place like that where it's a real artist workshop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a highfalutin term.
Well,
but that's really what it is.
Almost every all-time great comedian over the last 50 years has made their way through the Comedy Store to seek guidance from Mitzi.
And not even the Ouija board could have predicted that I'd grow up someday and be part of this. The anniversary show of the Comedy Store. Only Mitzi could.
And the insane amount of exposure Seinfeld brought to stand-up, along with all the current comedians who were inspired by the show, makes Jerry's offstage influence almost immeasurable.
Oh, come on.
What?
The reason for this rivalry has been largely debated for years now, but according to some of the comedians who knew Mitzi best, her rejection of Seinfeld most likely boiled down to one of two different reasons. The first theory is that Jerry Seinfeld was already too far along in his comedy career for Mitzi's liking, as she preferred to work with newer comedians who weren't quite as polished. Jerry was asked about his relationship with Mitzi in a recent interview, where he said, quote, "Mitzi Shore was a great motivator of mine. She disliked me instantly because I was very independent, and that's not the Comedy Store model. This is 1980. You need to be a wounded, broken-winged bird, or you're not funny."
I saw her throw a few people out of there. I knew she threw Jerry Seinfeld out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking Jews hating Jews. It's a horror. It's a fucking horror show.
Do you think Mitzi's, like, strong aura built better comics at the store? It was that fear of, I better not bomb.
Yeah.
No other club had that. I mean, Bud Freeman wasn't doing that to comics,
no.
Right?
Bud Freeman was out there with his fucking monocle, eating dinner with, you know, 10 people, not bothering anybody.
Even though he was technically never a Comedy Store comic, Jerry Seinfeld can still be added to the list of great comedians who were made better in some way, shape, or form by Mitzi Shore. Even in this case, where Jerry was using her denial as motivation throughout his career.
Well, it was that woman across the street.
And ultimately got his revenge 10 years later in the early 90s.
Did you ever have another conversation with Mitzi Shore, or did you ever convey any message to her or have any communication?
I did. When I got my TV series in the 90s, I moved up to this fantastic house in the Hollywood Hills that overlooked all of LA. Every day I would drive down the hill to go to the studio to work on the show. I would see Mitzi taking her walk on a nearby street that we happened to have in common. And I would always give her a nice look. I wouldn't wave or honk, but our eyes met.
Newman.
Many times.
Newman.
Many times. And you know what? Maybe she was right. Maybe I did need someone to step on me.
Why did she respond that way? That just seems so aggressive. Did you do anything?
Because I would never be the type of broken winged bird that she wanted to have in her little chicken coop of dysfunction that was the Comedy Store in those days. I was not built like that. The only reason I wanted to be a stand-up comic is because I wanted to say to myself and to the world, I don't need you.
Hmm.
I can do this myself. And the Comedy Store was filled with people that needed her.
The second theory for this feud is much more direct, being Mitzi straight up did not find Jerry Seinfeld funny. Or as Jerry put it, he wasn't wounded enough for her. At a time where most of the comedians performing at the Comedy Store had more dark and edgy jokes, Jerry was an observational comic with a relatively clean act that appealed more to the masses. It might sound insane for Mitzi Shore to claim that a living legend like Jerry Seinfeld is straight up not funny, but even to this day, as a 69-year-old comedy billionaire, people online still like to debate if Seinfeld's stand-up career was ever as good as his show.
I went and saw him at the Palladium about a year or two ago, and it was one of the worst shows I've ever seen. Like, I had like a splitting headache, and I was like furious.
Really?
And one of my friends, another comic that I respect a lot, gave him a standing ovation. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And he was like, I understand why you feel the way you do, but I just love seeing the act. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. And then I saw Seinfeld again at Clusterfest. He was on the big outdoor stage with a bunch of, like, for kids. Completely different hour and murdered. Like, destroyed. And it was like, he has, like, corny stuff, depending on what the audience, you know, is. If everyone's sitting there wearing a yarmulke, he's got one act. And if it's a bunch of kids, he's got a cool hip act.
Now here's where things get even more interesting. Remember before when I said Jerry Seinfeld was banned from ever performing at the Comedy Store? That all changed a few years back, after new ownership took over the store due to Mitzi Shore's declining health. In 2018, Seinfeld returned to the store for a surprise set that's still talked about to this day by the comedians who were there to witness.
Seinfeld told this story himself. This is from his mouth. He came back to the store probably four years ago. He hadn't been in forever. He told this story. He said, the reason I hadn't been in so long is Mitzi told me that basically I wasn't good enough or wasn't funny enough for this place. And I just toured and did other comedy elsewhere. And then he got the show. Okay. Seinfeld became a massive hit.
One of the biggest,
arguably the biggest comedy hit in the history of television.
Yeah.
And they used to have a house on Kings Road or the Queens Road house.
That's where Mitzi lives.
Right.
Yeah.
And Jerry bought a house above their house, literally, just above the house, right up on the hill above the house.
Yeah.
And he said every day he would drive in one of his Porsches down to CBS Radford.
Yeah.
And he would slow down on purpose to see if any of the Shores were outside.
Yeah.
To say hello, to let them know. Oh, I'm just coming from up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just coming from above.
Yeah.
Right above you, going back down.
Jerry Seinfeld returning to the Comedy Store unannounced would be absolutely insane to witness as an audience member. But the story gets even crazier when told from the perspective of Tony Hinchcliffe, the comedian with the tall task of following Jerry Seinfeld after that legendary set.
I had to follow Seinfeld at the Comedy Store. Toughest follow I ever had in my entire life. Because all he did was talk about how Mitzi, the owner...
Oh, that's right.
Told him he wasn't funny the last time he was there.
You were there for that set.
Crushing. He buried me with a shovel. Nothing like it ever. Because he's telling them the whole story. So even if the people didn't know how big of a deal it was that Seinfeld was in the OR, the Comedy Store, he told them. This lady told me I wasn't funny. Wonder how she's doing now. All this stuff. Like, and she's like, everyone knows she's sick and old. And I bought a house above her house so that she could see me driving a different car all the time. I beep as I went by. Still not funny. I mean, he's destroying. It was like evil, cool fucking Seinfeld. I was buried with a shovel. Everybody, 70% of the people left the room. The other 30% were literally texting their family. I just saw Seinfeld make his return to the Comedy Store that he hasn't been here in 35 years. He just told the whole story. I'm performing. I remember a fruit fly. The only laugh I got the set was from a door guy or whatever because a fruit fly went in front of me real slow in the lights and it was all lit up. I go, even the fruit fly is getting out of here.
Bro, that is the craziness of Mitzi Shore. How could she say no to Jerry Seinfeld? Even when he went there, he was already... solid comic.
And that's the thing that they say is that when you used to tell Mitzi, like, oh, this guy's a big deal from New York, that she'd be like, well, I'll see for myself.
When you really think about it, it's pretty crazy and kind of sad that these two could never end up seeing eye to eye, despite dedicating their entire lives to the exact same thing. Comedy. Mitzi Shore passed away on April 11th, 2018, obviously ending any ongoing beef with Jerry Seinfeld. Both Mitzi and Jerry are still thought of as all-time greats amongst comedians to this day, and their influence is visible all over the comedy scene.
I've hung out with Seinfeld. I don't want to say we're buddies, but I've hung out with him a few times because of comedy. He's, like, wise, and he does TM, you know, and he doesn't drink, and he's, like, centered, and he's got a family, and he loves comedy, and he's got his money, and it's just, he's a good guy to look up to as a comedian and like a business person, where you want to be and as a man, where you want to be in life and how you want to be and what you want to be like.
Let me know in the comments if there's any comedy beefs you'd like us to cover in the next video. Also, let me know in the comments how many times Mitzi Shore has banned you from the Comedy Store. That's right, you. Thanks for watching.
At Joke World. That's it, at Joke World.
And the world is WRLD.